That's good. It's good. It's real stable. I still got a little swelling in there a little bit, but other than that, I'm feeling good. It was pretty much a disaster, but I turned a negative into a positive. If I can't play, I try to lead by example off the field, try to lead by example, try to give the young guys the best advice possible. Well, as the Oregon Pro Day, the Pro Day there is March 20th, but I think I'm going to need probably need another week and a half, so I'm shooting for April 3rd for my Pro Day.
Will you be able to play next
year? Yes. Yes, I'm feeling real confident that I'll be ready at that time.
Also, the baseball, football,
is that you come to a decision there? I'm totally 100% focused on football right now. As of right now, football is my number one heart right now.
Do you think either time you got drafted in baseball or going to baseball?
I just saw it as a job opportunity at that time. I mean, you go to college to find a job opportunity, and I felt as if that was a job opportunity for me. At that time, things wasn't really supposed to go that way, but you got to think for yourself at those given times.
I know at times you said football season, you're thinking football, baseball season, you're thinking baseball. This is like a permanent thing now, right now. It's just football.
Just football, permanent, yes.
Definitely quarterback.
At least otherwise, if coaches see me somewhere else, I'm willing to adapt to that. I'm just trying to make an impact in the next level.
Has that been brought up by anybody?
Yes. It's a question that's been brought up a couple of times, and I'm ready for it.
Receiver, is that the position you brought up also?
Pretty much leaning towards that, yes.
Which teams have you talked to?
I recently talked to the Redskins. It's a couple out there. I can't even remember.
You were a senior at San Leandro.
Yeah.
How right was it, Mona Vista?
Yes.
Sam Keller?
Yes.
Did you even know who Josh Johnson was?
I did not. As I look at it, I just saw those two quarterbacks as being the West Coast guys, and I try to be up there as well as them.
Are you going to do anything physical at the combine? Are you throw it off?
I don't plan on doing it unless someone tells me otherwise. I just say me, just overall confidence. I just say just being mature. I have to give some praise to my offensive line, to office in general, but most importantly, Chip Kelly, my offensive coordinator. He made things easy for me. He made the worst case scenario easy when game time came around.
Do you remember the interceptions?
I do. Some of them wasn't my fault, but hey, you got to take account for it. So any interception out there, I'm taking credit for it. It was pretty much my decision as far as playing on it. I looked at it. I kind of tweaked the Arizona State game the week prior to that. Going into that week, I felt as if my knee was stable. It wasn't no swelling. The doctor said it wasn't the usual of a partial ACL tear. So I feel confident. My first touchdown, I feel real confident running and everything, but kind of gave up on me, so that's how it goes. They did know. The only people that knew was my immediate family, my offensive coordinator, and Mike Bilotti, the head coach.
And Dennis, you would not be able to do anything differently?
I wouldn't change anything in the world. I think if I had to redo it, I wouldn't redo anything.
As you see the proliferation of spread offenses in college, are you seeing the correspondent proliferation of the pros yet? More teams using spreads? Is that your hope?
Not really. I mean, as I look at our offense, it's pretty much a spread, but at the same time, it's pretty much a pro type throwing ability and running ability as well. I mean, we have a variation of both of them, and I'm really total confident in our offense.
Dennis, you said you turned negative into a positive. How do you do that? I mean, I don't know how much bigger negative you go from, the team being in the position it was, you being in the position you were, not even talking about this part of the NFL part of it.
You can't let it do it. I mean, you got to continue to go focus. I think the most devastating loss that I ever had, and nothing would never come compared to that, was losing my mom. And I just look at it as that. I mean, life goes on. I mean, it's challenges out there. It's going to be rough, but it's how you respond in the end.
So who did you lean on? I mean, you were keeping it a knee injury
Yeah, I leaned towards my immediate family. Like I said, my immediate family knew it. And I just had total confidence in them and had total confidence in me. And that's all that really matters.
So how much do you think this hurts your NFL prospects? You're probably not going to get drafted where you want
to. Yeah, I mean, just having an opportunity just to be here, just to just have my name mentioned goes a long way. Just having an opportunity, I mean, just getting drafted is a blessing. And if I were to get drafted, I'm going to take full arms on it, be dedicated to whatever I'm doing.
So from the 40, as far as over the last few years, did you ever run in school?
Yes, I ran into school. I mean, my fastest time at the University of Oregon was a 4.48, so yeah.
Is it frustrating not to be able to show coaches here? I think you did
too. Yeah, but when the pro day comes around, hopefully I have a good attendance. But as of right here at the combine, I'm trying to adapt. I'm trying to show my personality, show what I'm capable of doing off the field, mental-wise, everything, get on the board and stuff like that.
Where do you think you rank with these guys right now as far as making the quarterback move instead of having to change positions?
I think I'm really up there. It's easier said than done. You got to go out there and produce. That's why the pro day comes handy for me. As far as the combine, it shows my personality. So just having those two things goes a long way for me.
You feel without the knee injury, you're going to be making a trip to New York as a finalist for the
Heisman? I will say yes. I have total confidence in that. My teammates reminded me, but I was humble. I wasn't too big-headed about it. I just try to make plays in the process. That's for people to decide. I just do the best I can. I mean, the winner did a lot. He did a total lot. I mean, it's kind of hard to compare to that. So I get a most respect to Tebow. Well, usually I do a whole lot of bike workouts, a whole lot of pool workouts. The University of Oregon facilities is. It's really a blessing for me just to be there. I think it's probably one of the top in the nation by far. I'm in there daily. I'm in there in the morning and in the afternoon just working my tail off as far as getting my knee ready.
How far out is your knee
right now? 10 weeks. Yes.
So what are you going to be able to do in your
program? I probably will be able to run a 40. I think I'm really confident in that next month. Give me a month. I've been jogging, been running kind of long distance and stuff like that. I think I'll be really confident. I think I'm really confident coming to April 3rd. You got it, exactly. Straight ahead, no cutting. As far as the shuttle and everything, I don't know about that, but time will tell.
Does the date of the pro day contingent on the fact that you can run the 40? So will you push it back if you don't feel you're healthy enough to put out additional?
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, I think I probably prove myself over the film. If I really can't really run a productive 40, I would have to rely on that regardless. So I'm going to try my best.
You're having to rely on your interview skills for the combine.
Yeah.
What kind of personality trait are you trying to
portray? This show that I'm dedicated, I mean, as far as education, my minor is in journalism. So the speech and skills came a long way. I learned to adapt to people's liking, people's questions and stuff like that, smile in the process, all that stuff. So, yeah, I'm just trying to show my personality in that way. All right, that's it.